Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Welcome to another episode of eLaborate Topics. I am your host and leadership mentor for this podcast, Tywana Wilson. If this is your first time tuning in to eLaborate Topics, welcome. So glad that you decided to stop and listen. eLaborate Topics is a weekly podcast that gives you practical, technical, and leadership strategies inside and outside of the laboratory. Myself, along with my super amazing co-hosts, Lona Small and Stephanie Whitehead, bring you these topics week after week with the new episodes releasing on Tuesday. If you could do us a really, really, really big favor and share this podcast out to your network, we would greatly appreciate it. Share it out to those new students, those thinking about a career in medical laboratory science, those in the profession. Share it out to your colleagues inside and outside of the lab, supporters of the lab. We would greatly appreciate it. You can catch episodes on directimpactbroadcasting.com or your favorite podcast platform. So before we get in too deep, go ahead and share out this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic. We are going to be talking about, do you stay or do you go? Right now, in history, at least in the U.S., there is a surge of openings. I was recently reading an article that was done by Forbes, and inside of the article, it had statistics from the job board, and it said in April of 2021, there was a record-breaking open number of job openings, 9.3 million openings of jobs within organizations. And with lab, as we know, we are not immune to the number of openings that we have, the staffing shortages, the limited number of trained staff, and it's really creating high stress environments, anxiety in the lab, frustrations in the lab, overwhelm, and sometimes anger. We're seeing our colleagues leave left and right, colleagues we've been working with for some point of time, and now they are walking out of the door for another opportunities. And so today, I want to challenge you to think about, should you stay or should you go? You know, what will you do if the rest of your coworkers are leaving the company? Is it time for you to go or do you want to stay? You are seeing them stampede out of the door and you might be saying to yourself, well, maybe I should leave. Maybe I should be tempted to join them. And in some cases, it's an easy decision. It's a no-brainer. You are ready and willing to walk out of the door. And in other cases, it's not so clear cut. The decision is not as easy. So there are some advantages and disadvantages to leaving, and it could be some advantages if you stay, some valuable opportunities for you to think about. So I'll give you a few tips for you to think about and take back to your lab and really consider before you go over to the next employer. So one of the things to consider is the grass truly greener on the other side? And I know we've all heard that saying before, the grass is greener on the other side, until you get over there and you find out that it's wilted and it's not as green as you thought. And that is one of the things that you could see today that you would have to think about if you go to another employer. Just like your lab is short and everybody's overworked and overwhelmed, there could be those same challenges at the next employer. So you have to think, and at this point in your career, is it worth jumping from the skillet to the frying pan? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So let's break down some reasons to go, some advantages to going to another employer at this point. So if you go to another employer at this point, a lot of times it will add to an increase in salary, whether that's dollars on the hour, whether that's a sign-on bonus, whether that's some sort of other incentive to get you in the door. But is that increase in salary enough? Is it enough to outweigh what you currently have at your current employer? And sometimes we just think about the money. We think about what we make. We think about the additional dollars. And then after you get into it, you find out that maybe you got all of the incentive pay on the front end, but then on a yearly basis, there's no annual incentive. So then at some point, was the $4 an hour that you took to get the opportunity worth it? Or maybe looking at your cost for your benefits or vacation or personal time. These are all considerations to think about when moving over to a new role that appears to be greener, at least on the surface. Another consideration outside of salary and financial gains is this in line with my long-term gain? I've been a medical laboratory professional for over 18 years now, and I can tell you, depending on where I was at in my career, you know, financial incentive earlier in my career was important. But now at this point with family, with other things that are requirements of me, that making an extra dollar or two on the hour doesn't drive all of my decisions. It could be my vacation time, my personal time, costs of healthcare benefits could be a driver. And so thinking about your long-term gain. So if you are at employer A and you are a generalist on second shift and you are looking at employer B and the opportunity is for a generalist on second shift, is that in alignment with your long-term career gain? If you are looking to move into a supervisory role or leadership role, will that horizontal move be ideal for your long-term gain? So sometimes you have to think about some of these moves that we make, and is it strategic or am I just making a move at this point to make a move? All moves are not good moves. I can tell you from personal experience early in my career, I made some lateral moves and it really didn't get me closer to where I wanted to be. It was financially, it was, you know, a few dollars more on the hour, which was awesome at the time, you know, being new out of school with student loans. But from a long-term gain perspective, it wasn't in alignment with where I wanted to go. And I ultimately ended up leaving the organization and it really wasn't there that long. So that's one of the things that to consider, is it in alignment with your long-term gain? Sometimes making these horizontal moves are great from a strategic standpoint, but other times they're not. So you have to determine what's your end goal in 3 years and 5 years and 10 years. Where is it that you want to be? And thinking about, does this position make sense? Do I have advocates or sponsors at this new organization? Do I have anybody over there that could provide me mentorship? Am I starting from the ground up and building my community of people that would help me be successful? These are all things to think about when taking another opportunity that's outside of the scope of how much money I'm going to make, how much benefits I'm going to have. So if you have time, I would go back. I think it's episode 25. Or even 23 of Elaborate Topics, where I talk about defining your career roadmap. That's critical. If you go back to that particular podcast, I talk about the things to think about as you are capturing where you want to be in 3 years, 5 years. And that helps you make decisions that's not just great for the short-term win, but also for the long-term gain. So thinking about, is that move, is that position worthwhile? I was recently in a Facebook group that has a large community of medical laboratory professionals inside of that group. Some are students, some are on the verge of retirement, and there was a gamut of feelings around the what we are seeing now in the field of job openings, staffing shortages. And one of the things that I hear in that group most times go around pay or salary. But is salary the only decision or only thing you should be thinking about when the times get rocky? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But I challenge you to think about that as you are in an opportunity where you are short staffed, the hours are crazy, it's high stress and high overwhelm. So then you might say, well, Tywana, what if I decide to stay right now and I'm not happy, I'm overwhelmed, I don't feel like my supervisor is listening, you know, should I stay and stick it out? Well, there's advantages for sticking it out. So if you decide to stick it out, there are some considerations that you need to think about and you'll have to make. There's an upside at a lab, at a company, at an organization, if you stick it out, if they're in a place of turmoil, because you might be asked to do more, assume more responsibility, and not necessarily get more salary during that time. And so this is a thing that you need to think about again. Where is it that you want to be in 5 years? Will taking additional responsibility at the sacrifice of salary now be of benefit for you? Taking on extra projects, volunteering for extra projects, volunteering to be the key trainer, you know, taking those risks in order to grow your skills. You're in an environment where people already know you, they already know your skills. This is one of your opportunities to shine. So you're probably thinking, well, hasn't my opportunity to shine? We're so short and I don't feel like my boss is able to see the things that I'm doing. Well, at the same time that you're taking on these extra tasks that you've been assigned, and even if there's no replacements for your open positions, you can still impress your boss by being willing to pitch in. You know, making sure that you give those ideas or suggestions, because just like you feel overwhelmed at the bench, your supervisor and frontline manager definitely feels overwhelmed as well with trying to get talent in, trying to get them trained, trying to make sure people don't max out on vacation and things of that nature. Believe it or not, the carpet office people, as lab folks like to call managers, you are in this together, even though it looks like you are working on different things. And it may seem like your manager is not in it with you. They are feeling the same stress from the top down from them about turnaround times, about getting in appropriate resources. And so they monitor that. Supervisors and even those outside of the lab are always looking at what's happening. Here's the thing, you never know who's looking at what. So when it's during this time of heavy stress, heavy overwhelm, it's usually those people who step up that will reap reward later. Again, it depends on how you're looking at it. Are you looking at the quick game or are you looking at the long game? And the long game pays more dividends. It's almost like investing in the stock market. It doesn't pay today. You could put in today. It doesn't mean you're going to get great rewards today. But 3 weeks from now, 5 years from now, a year from now, you will start to see what you invested grow over time. And so you never know who might be looking, especially during that time of chaos. So thinking about if you should stay and how can you position yourself for future advancement, whether it's ultimately with that organization or not. But this is a great time when there are limited resources for you to continue to enhance your skills, use it as a training ground for whatever is your next. Hopefully it's with that organization, but it might not be. But one thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to have a negative attitude and contribute to a poor working morale. I know that it's stressful. I know that it's easy to get frustrated. But again, you never know who's watching. And the lab community, as we all know, is so small. So what you do with employer A, more than likely somebody at employer B will know. So if you have a bad attitude at employer A and, you know, you're hard to work with, think about it. Those colleagues that left and went over to employer B, now you interested in going over to employer B. What do you think they're saying? They're saying that such and such was hard to work with. Like, I know we short, but we definitely don't want her over here, or want him over here, or want them over here. So you have to think about those things too, of how you react during those times of stress. People unfortunately have long memories and they don't forget. You know, I've had it happen where somebody has left an organization and many, many years later, they have tried to go and work for another employer, only to have whatever was their brand that they left or the style they had with employer A, they couldn't outrun it. Even though the person had changed, there was something about whatever they did at the time that the person that was in a decision-making position did not let go. So depending on how you act during these times of high stress. Another thing you can do, whether you decide to go or stay at that point, if you decide to stay, it's never a problem with updating your resume. It's a good time to update your resume and add your new skills, even if you're not seeking a new position, because this will help lay the groundwork for a job search so that you can move quickly if necessary. So in addition to updating your resume, you want to check your social media profiles and put professional network to work. You want to make sure that you are out there and able to be found, and whatever you are putting out there, especially into the social media atmosphere, whether regardless of the platform, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, whichever ones you're on, you want to make sure what you're putting out there truly represents you and your brand, right? So that at some point, the job market will turn around and you want to put yourself, and I mean turn around with, we will be able to find qualified people, we will not be have as many open positions as we have, and you want to be able to position yourself as that top talent, as that in-demand person, as that tech that everybody wants to work with, as that person is ready to move into the next opportunity. So those are the things that I want to challenge you with and leave you with on this podcast. Do you stay or do you go? Only you have that answer on what makes sense for you and your family at this time. But think, is the grass really green on the other side? Is this move in alignment with your long-term game, or is this a short-term win? And then if you do stay, how can you position yourself for future advancement or other opportunities? So how do you get through this tough time but still position yourself as the go-to resource? How do you still remain positive and upbeat during a time that's stressful? How are you able to implement some ideas that you have? And here's a bonus. When times are very stressful and chaotic, your managers are open to suggestions. They are open to ideas because they are busy trying to focus in on getting people into your open positions. So if you come with a solution for recognition, if you come with a solution for scheduling, if you're open to maybe being working a different schedule that will benefit the team, appear more as a helper versus a detractor. And if you do that, you will position yourself to come out on the other side ahead. Again, sometimes jumping from the skillet to the frying pan is not worth the $3 an hour, is not worth the $4 an hour. You have to be the judge of that. But regardless of which option you choose, be positive, be professional, and make sure that you have a personal brand that you are happy with, regardless if you stick with employer A or employer B, because the lab community is very small. So thank you so much for listening in to this episode of Elaborate Topics. I hope you were able to find some practical tips that you can implement right away as you are thinking about whether you should stay or whether it's time for you to go to your next opportunity. Do us a favor, share this podcast out. If you can comment what you are thinking about in regards to should you stay, should you go? I know it's crossed your mind, especially as it's becoming more and more taxing in our particular laboratories. But what fuels your decision for to stay or to go at this point? So if you could drop it in the comments, if you can connect with us over on LinkedIn, we have a private group. It's called Elaborate Topics. So if you could search for that group on LinkedIn, we would love to continue the discussion over there. Don't forget to share this podcast out with a fellow laboratorian who could benefit from the information, who might be teetering on the line of, is it time for me to stay or is it time for me to go? I have an offer and it's paying a few more dollars, and is this the right time to go or stay? Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you have an awesome day, and until our next show, take care.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.